I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spankies. Spankies. I like that. Corner.
A podcast!
What's up, Lau?
Chilling, baby. How you doing?
Fine. Same. I guess that's the only thing there is to do right now.
Yeah, no, for real.
How's it going, man? How's your quarantine?
It's been, you know what? I feel super fortunate. I can't complain. Obviously, you know, it's hard and it's sad. But I've been lucky. You know, I've been able to just make music in my house and watch movies and hang out with my dog. And I'm quarantined with a few of my best friends, so we've just been sticking together.
You know, it was funny. We've had a few other artists on this week kind of, you know, having the same types of conversations. And one thing that's popped up is, and I kind of curious about your opinion on this, do we think there's going to be some boom of amazing music and amazing, you know, because there's so many creative artists that are at home with not a lot to do? I mean, are we going to see some sort of creative renaissance?
Yeah, you know what? I think people are probably making a lot of music. And I think, you know, at least me, I'm experimenting a lot. So I think the music's going to be pretty crazy coming out of this.
Congrats on the new album, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Because it came out, what, like 3 weeks ago. So now that it's been out there in the world, what's the vibe? What's everybody, is it as you expected or is it something completely different?
It's been amazing. Yeah, it's been amazing. You know, I don't know how to, you know, what to expect in terms of songs people would love, and it's been really cool to see a lot of love on different songs. It's not, you know, it's pretty spread across the board.
When the whole thing came out, I was going through it all, and the one song that jumped out to me obviously is the BTS track, but the writer credits were the thing that jumped out to me because you got some of the Why Don't We dudes on there, like Daniel Corbin and Jonah.
I love those guys.
So were you in the writing room with, because it was Jonah, Daniel and Corbin, right? So were you in the writing room with them? How did that whole thing come about?
Yeah. We were in the room together and we were just kind of playing with some different ideas. And then the demo for Who came together. And then I met BTS. And we were all like, that would be an amazing thing, you know? And I'm super stoked for them. And I know they've been working, Why Don't We guys have been working on a lot of new music. And I got to hear some of it. And I know it's going to be amazing. So I'm super stoked.
Oh, you've already heard it?
I've heard some stuff, yeah.
You know those fans, man. They're gonna start blasting your Instagram and everything else, trying to get some hits.
They're gonna be like, "Let me hear it. How is it?" No, yeah. Jonah came over one day, like a few weeks ago, and we had breakfast together, and he played me some demos. And you know, those dudes are so talented. You know, Daniel's such a talented producer too. Like, I'm so happy for them.
Especially that Jonah. He's a beauty, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now that the album's been out, obviously we've kind of gone into this whole shutdown mode, but you know, you still got to go out there and promote the album, talk about the music, whatever else. Has that changed at all compared to the normal album cycle that normally happens when you go out? You do it, the TV shows, you bounce around the country and whatever else.
For sure.
How much has that changed?
I got to do some of that right when it came out. I got to do some of the TV and you know, traveling the world a little bit before things got crazy. But, you know, obviously now it's like I have to do a lot of stuff over the phone and on video. And, you know, shooting music videos is like impossible right now. I mean, we're about to shoot a music video for Modern Loneliness, and the concept is totally different than what we originally were going to do. Because originally I wanted to bring like 100 fans together for the video, but obviously we can't do that. So we've had to totally change plans.
I saw that. So explain that. So you want to have fans basically send clips of themselves to be included in the video. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's going to be part of it. Yeah, the video is kind of going to be a lot of, you know, how how on a day-to-day basis, you know, I use my phone, and it's going to be very raw, I think. And one of the parts I wanted to have is have fans, you know, kind of, they're duetting with me on TikTok and some other stuff. And it's just going to be, I don't know, I'm really excited about it.
Man, you think about it, man. If you would have said 1 year ago, like the last time we talked with you, Julie and I talked with you in, next to a water heater at the Riviera Theater in Chicago when you sold that thing out in like, I don't know, 6 months ago. If you would have said that something called TikTok was going to be a big thing during a pandemic quarantine shutdown, we'd be like, what are you talking about?
I mean, it's, I know, right? It's crazy. It's so crazy to think.
Where are you set up at right now? Are you in California?
Yeah, I'm just at my house in LA.
What's the weirdest thing that you've sanitized this week? And I'll give you an example. I just sanitized the hand sanitizer bottle in the studio right now. So,
wow, that's pretty intense. I respect it.
Yeah.
You know what? I've just been ordering. I've been Postmating food, you know, because I'm trying to do that until we go fully no takeout at all, and then you know I have my stash of groceries. But obviously, it's like every time, just kind of taking my sanitary wipes and cleaning off the bag and the packaging and even the top of the cup if I order a drink, and it tastes a little funny, but, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, man. How are your hands feeling in these very clean times, man? Are they dry and chapped?
Yeah, you know, I didn't even notice this before, but they're red.
Red?
They're like red right now. Yeah. I think I've washed them so many times, they're getting like irritated.
What kind of soap? You need to change your soap, Lauf.
I know, right? I use that Myers Clean Day, though. That stuff is so good.
Okay, yeah. So that's your soap recommendation?
Yes, I love it. It smells so good.
All right, yeah. We need good soap recommendations. That's good. That's key. Speaking of recommendations, too, as long as we're all sitting inside here the next few weeks, give me your Lauf-approved binge list right now.
Ooh, okay. Let's see. In terms of like shows and stuff?
Anything that you're watching that, you know, because I mean, we've got a little bit of time now. So, you know, anything that you got worthwhile.
You know what? I haven't really been into that many shows yet, but I watch a lot of BoJack Horseman. I love that show.
Great show.
So much. And I've just been watching some movies. You know, I saw a couple movies recently. One of them is a classic, Spanglish. That was a great movie. And then I saw a movie called Mistress America that was really good. And then I've just been bumping the new Weeknd album.
Yo, that guy has like 2 million. It was like 2 million people have jumped on that album just in the United States alone. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, legend. Legend, legend.
Do you think being with everybody being inside, do you think that's going to help? Because I mean, Gaga pushed back her album release today, but for everybody else that has these albums out, and I guess you technically fall into that because it was just a week or two before really everything kind of went sideways. Does that help with everybody being inside, or do you think that's really going to hurt?
I don't know. It's hard for me to tell, you know, because originally I imagined that people would be listening to music more than ever. But I guess it just depends on what kind of music they want to listen to. You know, my music can be a bit heavy at times. So I'm like, shit, like people probably were trying to just listen to fun stuff. So
yeah, I mean, well, you do have a track on your album called Fuck, I'm Lonely.
Yeah, yeah, I do. The good thing about that one, though, is that one is like the beat is so fun, even though the lyrics seem like right. It'd be sad. Yeah. So it works.
No, because I love Anne Marie. So that was why that one always jumped out to me as soon as I got the album. So.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Well, man, be safe. I guess I saw
Thank
some.
You too.
You canceled what? You had to cancel some more dates today, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. You know, we're holding on as long as we possibly can on all the dates, you know. But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, you're seeing it left and right. You know, everybody's got to be safe. And so. Just trying to be smart.
Yeah, man. No, it's appreciated. It sucks, but it's appreciated. So it sucks that kind of all in this thing, but we're all in it together, man. So I appreciate you taking some time. Hope to have you back in Chicago like super soon when this whole thing
of
gets
course.
Done.
Of course. Yeah, no, totally. I can't wait to be back.
All right. So the album is everywhere now. You can go check that out and pick it up immediately. And then did we cover everything? Anything else you got going on that we need to hit up? You're a beauty, man. Always good to hear from you.
Yeah, great to talk to you. Thank you so much. Stay safe. Take care.
Be a good human being and subscribe, rate, review the mess you just heard. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.